Tell me a little bit about the Irish Episcopal Council for Emigrants.
The Irish Episcopal Council for Emigrants was established by the Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference in 1957 to support the large numbers of Irish people who were travelling to work and live in Britain. The council operates three chaplaincy schemes, the Irish Apostolate USA, the Irish Chaplaincy in Britain, and the Irish Chaplaincy in Sydney. We are particularly committed to vulnerable Irish emigrants, especially the elderly Irish community abroad, undocumented Irish people in the United States, and Irish prisoners overseas.
Emigrants have a special place in our thoughts and in our prayers as a church on St. Patrick's Day, and the IEC, or the Episcopal Council for Emigrants, has prepared some resources.
Yeah, that's right. For St. Patrick's Day, we produce each year an emigrant information pack. And through this information pack, we want to provide people considering emigration with practical information that will help them to prepare for the experience and also to overcome any challenges that they might face while they're away. The information pack includes a section on each of the main receiving countries with information about visa and immigration requirements, advice on obtaining accommodation, employment and healthcare, and contact details for relevant organisations. In addition to these practical realities, we also highlight the importance of taking care of your mental health when away from home. Depression, suicide, and drug and alcohol abuse are issues that affect many Irish communities overseas, so it's very important that emigrants are aware of the need to take care of their mental health and reach out for help if they need it. The Emigrant Information Pack also contains resources for use in parishes, including homily notes and prayers for emigrants.
Now, I assume that the work that goes into this every year, you prepare it for the, and the information is as current and updated as possible, and that's why you do it, you renew it every year.
Yeah, absolutely. So each year we include practical information, as I've described, but we would make sure that, that practical information is up to date. But then in addition to that, every year we look at a different angle. So for example, last year we looked at the effect of emigration on parish communities. The previous year we looked at the effect on families. And as I said, this year what we really wanted to focus on was the effect of mental health problems among Irish emigrants and to encourage people to take care of themselves while they're away. We've also looked in this emigrant pack at the issue of coming home after emigrating. So for many people that are returning home after being away for maybe a short period or a much longer period of time, what do they need to think about in advance of that? It's just as important to be prepared for returning home as it is when you're actually emigrating in the first place.
Now, what's the website where people can download this pack and where they can find out more information about the work that the Irish Episcopal or Irish Bishops Council for Emigrants does?
People can download the pack and find out about our organisation on the Catholic Bishops website, www.catholicbishops.ie/emigrants. There will also be a link to the Emigrant Pack on our Facebook page, IEC Emigrants, or people can contact our office on 01 505 3155 for further information.